Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another episode of Debbins on Demand. It's Friday, June 3rd. You know what honestly just blows my mind? The guy who murdered all of those people at Tops in Buffalo pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. Like, seriously, how are you going to try and say you didn't do that? It's unbelievable. And speaking of gun violence, we had, unfortunately, some more here locally. Police got into a shootout with a guy at Carrabba's Italian restaurant in Henrietta last night. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but man, things have just gotten just progressively more nuts, it feels like, right? Anyways, on a much lighter note, next time you buy furniture, check the cushions. There's a woman in California, she got a free couch on Craigslist and found $36,000 hidden in the cushions. The guy who put it there, he had recently passed away, and apparently the family had no idea. And she did give the money back, which I think was nice. Not sure I would have, but she did. Today's National Donut Day. The question is, do you spell donut D-O-N-U-T, or do you spell it the fancy way with the G and the H and the extra U? Apparently, technically, the long way is the actual correct version, but who has time for that? Come on. If you're going out to eat at all this weekend, look out for this. To cope with the rising costs and to avoid actually raising menu prices, some restaurants have been adding these hidden fees to the bill, like just at the end, slapping them on, such as fees for supply chain surcharge, fuel surcharge. People have seen even kitchen appreciation surcharge, wellness surcharge, which is extremely vague. So check your receipt for those next time you go out. I'm curious how many, if any, of that's happening locally. This was based on a report on a national level, but honestly, I would prefer they just be upfront and raise the menu price. Like, getting slapped with a surprise fee at the end is more irritating, isn't it? I want to be prepared for what I'm going to pay. If you are heading downtown at all tomorrow morning, being Saturday, I'm not sure when you're listening to this. Just a heads up that there's going to be some street closures for the Fast and the Furriest race, which benefits Rochester Animal Services. Out of all the races, that one definitely has the most adorable name, right? Fast and the Furriest. It is so cute. Today's weird thing you can buy, some lunar dust from the first moon mission, but not just any lunar dust. This is lunar dust that has been partially digested by cockroaches. That is up for auction, apparently. And the reason, if you're like, why does that exist? Back then, in the 60s and 70s, they were worried that the lunar dust might be toxic, so they made cockroaches eat it to see what happened. And they still have this partially digested lunar dust. And now you can buy it if you want. For some reason, you could buy that. Weird birthday present, but you could. Here's a rich person update for you. LeBron James is now officially a billionaire, making him the first active NBA player to be one. I can't even imagine having that much money. Like, what would you even do if you had $1 billion? I would never do my laundry again. That's for sure. Yeah, honestly, like, the first thing I would do with $1 billion, it's not buy a car. It's not buy a mansion. It would be hire someone to do my laundry and maybe get a really insanely expensive bottle of bourbon. But that's step one, I think. My parents are visiting this weekend. They're spending the night tonight. They're not coming from very far away. They live in Buffalo, but they're coming in to have dinner with me and my fiance and her parents, and they're spending the night. When you're an adult and your parents are over, do you ever feel pressure to make your house look amazing, like way more amazing than you would for any other guest? Like, I can't be the only one who goes through that. Like, for example, I hate dusting. But if my mom's coming over, I basically become a professional cleaner. Like, I'm dusting behind the bookshelf. I'm dusting the places that she would never even look anyways, right? I don't need to dust the attic. But her house is just dust-free, has been dust-free for since the dawn of time. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, I feel like I gotta make her proud, you know, with the lack of dust. Anyways, I'm gonna go dust because they're on their way. Have a great night. Another Debbins on Demand for you here Monday afternoon. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.